Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about, most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you on each of the Healthy Alternative shows. My guest I'm going to be interviewing a little later today is Dr. Svetlana Moskitova. She received a doctorate in developmental educational psychology and her associate professor's degree from Russia. She also received a postdoc degree in clinical neuro-speech development at the Medical Academy in Poland. And she's now director of the Svetlana Moskitova Educational Institute for Neurosensory Motor and Reflex Integration. It has centers both in the States and in Poland. And she's worked with post-traumatic stress disorder victims from the Chernobyl nuclear catastrophe, train crashes, Chechnya war. And she now works in her program with children and adults who have endured birth traumas, post-surgery, genetic challenges, injuries, emotional and mental traumas. And we're going to be talking to her about all of this and how it can really assist children and adults and have an enormous difference in their lives. We'll be talking to her in just a couple of minutes. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. This week, I'd like to talk about how drugs can affect memory. I want to share a story with you. There was a woman who was 85 years old, and over a 3 or 4 month period, she'd been very involved in her retirement community. But she began missing meetings and social events, misplacing items in her house, having trouble with names, including those of her family members. While she could easily recall things from the past, more recent events were just in stay. Now, this confusion and disorientation led to her being taken to a hospital. They ruled out a stroke, but then they thought that she had Alzheimer's or early dementia. And so that's what you then expect, to put her on drugs for all of that. Well, you need to start looking a little closer because the regular drugs elderly people take may actually be draining their memory. Sleeping pills, sedatives, antipsychotics, these are worked directly on the brain and have some kind of effect there. But there are also hundreds of prescription drugs and over-the-counter meds that millions of people take every day for things like allergies, nausea, pain, diarrhea, ulcers, urinary incontinence. And what many of these things have in common, they're called anticholinergics. They suppress the activity of acetylcholine in the body. See, acetylcholine is an important neurotransmitter. It's a chemical messenger, and it's active in nerves throughout the body, and it's absolutely essential for the formation of memories, learning, and optimal cognitive function. See, Alzheimer's disease and dementia are all marked by reductions in levels of acetylcholine in the brain. So what many of these prescription drugs do is they're blocking acetylcholine production. So people who are 65 plus are twice as likely as younger people to have an adverse reaction to drugs in general, and seven times more likely to be hospitalized as a result of that. And because age-related memory loss is expected in the elderly, they're not even considered that it could be a drug-related issue. British researchers in 2011 followed 13,000 men and women age 65 and older, and they found the ones who had taken the most of these anti-cholinergic burden, in other words, they were taking the most and the strongest drugs, not only had significant greater decline in scores on tests of cognition, function, but their risk of death increased. Another study found that just taking one potent anti-cholinergic may raise the risk of cognitive impairment by 46% over 6 years. An example of a very potent one of these anti-cholinergics is Benadryl. Tylenol PM, Sominex are all things that suppress acetylcholine. Now, once you discontinue these medicines, memory and acuity often come back. This means it's reversible. And one study found the negative impact on memory was noticed with 1 week of starting these kinds of drugs, and over the course of 3 weeks, the deterioration was the equivalent of 16 years of cognitive aging that gets planted on, oh, they're just old. My dad, when he was alive, was taking a whole bunch of medications. They gave him one additional one. Fortunately, my brother was around, and he noticed within days my dad was in a confused state, and he told him to take my dad off that drug, and with a few days later, he was back being normal. So if you've got an elderly person, they're coming down with what's diagnosed as dementia, Alzheimer's, take a look at what they're taking, both prescription and over-the-counter. They may have a problem caused by the drugs. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitz.com or you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I do a free monthly e-newsletter called the Teplitz Report. If you'd like to subscribe to that, you can go to teplitz.com and you'll see the About Home button on the navigation bar, and you'll see that when you drop down, you can go sign up there. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough, the newest discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk about is astragalus. Astragalus is something you can use with this cold and flu season happening right now, and the flu season as it's been building. You can use astragalus as a immunostimulant for your body. What it does is it revitalizes the immune system, it increases its efficiency, and increases its resistance to diseases and bacteria and virus. It's actually considered one of the best immunostimulants available. You have to realize approximately one half of our body cells are dedicated to our immune function. Major organs like the spleen and liver are dedicated to the immune function. The lymph system, the bone marrow are also parts of this system. And so what if you can stimulate that system, and that's one of the things that astragalus does, it stimulates the entire system. It stimulates phagocytes. Those are white blood cell type cells that we have that engulf and consume invading bacteria. What it does is it intensifies their aggressiveness. It enhances the production of another type of thing called a macrocyte and also lymphocytes, all things that help fight infection. It even increases the number of stem cells in the bone marrow. It has actually demonstrated the ability to activate resting immune cells that improve cellular regeneration and make healthy cells resistant to certain viruses. And it also stimulates the release of antibodies and acts as an antiviral agency. And it winds up decreasing the incidence of colds and shortens their duration by half. It can actually also help with cancer. What they did is they took damaged immune cells from cancer patients and compared them to immune cells from healthy subjects. The astragalus was administered to in vitro to the damaged cells. So not only did it restore to normal the damaged cells, but in some cases it increased their cellular activities to levels greater than those of the normal cells. So the research says that it actually led to complete immune restoration by taking astragalus. A publication called Cancer reported that astragalus restored the immune function in 90% of the patients that were studied. Other studies by the National Cancer Institute found that cancer patients given astragalus recovered faster and generally lived longer, and that the root also stopped the toxicity that happens from immunosuppressive effects of radiation and chemotherapy. It may even be beneficial for AIDS patients. Finally, it also extends the life of human cells. At least in vitro, they found that in two groups of cells, in untreated cells, survived 61 to 66 generations. Treated cells that were treated with astragalus survived 98 generations, a 50% increase in life expectancy. So you want to look at taking astragalus to really, really boost your immune system in ways that you probably never thought were possible. Before I bring on my guest, Dr. Svetlana Moskatova, I want to talk to you about a book that I've done called Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. We've got stress around us. It's hitting us from all sides nowadays, whether it's traffic jams, whether it's financial, whether it's bills that you have to pay. It's difficult out there. You're the one who has to take charge of handling the stresses that you're experiencing in your life, and that's what this book is about. It's showing you actual tools and techniques you can use immediately to handle those stresses. You can learn more about the book and order it at teplitz.com. You'll see the products button and then go into books, or you can go to amazon.com. My guest today is Dr. Svetlana Moskatova. She has a PhD in developmental psychology and is the founder of MNRI Reflex Integration Program. She created that for the survival processes in children and adults. She's worked with post-traumatic stress disorder and victims of the Chernobyl nuclear catastrophe, the Baku War, earthquakes, train crashes, wars, whole range of applications. And now her ongoing work is to assist adults and children who have endured birth trauma, post-surgery traumas, genetic challenges, injuries, emotional and mental traumas. She set up the Moskatova Neurosensory Motor and Reflex Integration Program and has been also using it with people with autism, ADD, ADHD, and all those kinds of letters, and has worked now with using the program with over 28,000 children and adults worldwide for the past 25 years. And she wrote a book with Pamela Curley called Trauma Recovery, You Are a Winner, A New Choice Through Natural Development Movements, and it was awarded the Regional Book Award in 2007. So, Svetlana, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Hello, everyone.
So I have a question for you. Now, just so my listeners are aware of it, you're originally from Russia, and she actually speaks wonderful English, but just so that they're aware, if there's a missed word here or there, but how did you get interested in children and working with children in the areas that you're involved with now?
Jared, thank you, first of all, for compliment. My English still is Russian English. I'm originally from Russia. I got my PhD and also associate professor degree in Russia. I got interested in the topic of neurophysiology of our emotional life, our responses, especially in stress and survival, Actually, thanks to my early MA work, which was about unconditioned perspectives and human attitude. So this is the, so to say, the resource that I started getting interested more and more. Working with adults, especially post-traumatic, after post-traumatic stress and with PTSD symptom, came to understand that psychological tool is not enough. There is something more, which is in our soma on somatic level that must be worked out. This is how I became interested actually in creating the program, I would say, touching deeper reasons, deeper resources of our stress, how we hold our stress and negative anchors, and then we are repeating them, and we are more vulnerable for stresses. This is how I got interested in the topic, how we can use all our resources that are created for positive things in the world, for positive perception, thinking, action, behavior, communication.
Now, let me ask you a question. You created the Masagova neurosensory, I can't even pronounce the whole thing. Why don't you tell it what it is and what it stands for, and what are you doing with that organization now?
So our program, MNRI, stands for Masgutova Sensory Motor Reflex Integration. This is a whole system, and it has its own conceptual basis, scientific ground, and also presents a method of the work with children and adult individuals with really wide spectrum. We talk about children, it is cerebral palsy, children with autism, Asperger's syndrome, with processing disorder, hyperactivity, with ADD, ADHD, emotional instability and disorders, and genetic disorders, selective autism, speech pathology, and speaking about adult individuals, we work also with stroke victims, we work with Alzheimer's disease people, with different brain injuries, Parkinson, and other. So this is our basic opinion. The program works concept of reflex integration. And first, we need to find what do we mean by reflex. We focused on motor reflex patterns, basically, and reflex in the definition by...
Svetlana, hold on a second. Yes. Explain a little bit more what you mean by reflex, because my listeners may not know what that actually means, other than when you kind of tap somebody's knee at the doctor's office and it flips up.
Yeah. Reflex, as it is explained by genius physiologists, psychologists such as Pavlov, Sechenov, Sherrington, it is an automatic response of our nerve system, by other words, brain-body system, for some specific stimulus. The stimulus can be of different modalities, like tactile, visual, auditory, vestibular, perceptive, or even olfactory, when we respond for smell or taste. And the specific of the reflex is that it is an inhibition program, and when this specific modality is triggered, then our brain automatically responds, whether by some movement or some body posture. So it is automatic response that is given by nature, especially when we can meet, when we can face the stress, any kind of change in environment, and when the survival processes are needed to be switched on. So by other words, we every time need them in order to cope with stress and organize our survival the best way.
As I understand it, an example would be, for example, the startle reflex is where when somebody's startled physiologically, you know, like somebody jumps out and goes boo. And you have certain responses that your body actually does automatically, like you pull your hands back, you take a quick breath in. And so is that the kind of thing that would be reflexes from your standpoint?
Yeah. This is one of responses when some stimulus is presented suddenly, some sudden touch or some sudden flash of light or sound we do not expect, and stimulus is, so to say, more intense. And at that moment, by frightening, you describe this very well. So we go to withdrawal with whole body, and we stop our breathing. Our heart rate is more intense. So this is how we switch from our survival.
Little babies in the womb also even have reflexes operating to, like, turn them over in the womb and things like that. Is that correct?
Reflexes, as here in program, they are emerging not immediately when we are born after our birth. They are given during uterine time development, and many of them are displayed already at 8, 9, especially 12, 13 weeks of gestation, which means they actually start functioning very early. We can see trunk extension when the whole body goes in upward position. We can see hands grasped. We even can see jumping that we call flying and landing. We can see automatic gait when we see stepping, automatic stepping in embryo. Or like cross flexion extension, when the stepping is slower and our brain trains this automatic response of depreciated flexion extension of our two legs. It is an amazing world that we can observe thanks to three-dimensional ultrasound scanning.
Now, you talk about reflexes needing to be integrated. What does that mean for the person and how that affects their everyday life?
So the term integration is actually the term that Sherrington started using in history of the physiology and psychology. Though the application of this definition into real practice, I think we started strongly with pioneers in the use of the word integration. We mean several things, sure. Two things are very much important. First, it is coordination of sensory system of a reflex response and its motor response, a partial response, which created the way that they just correspond to each other. And when we, for example, give proposed sensory stimulus for an infant or child with something like grasp, we put our thumb into their palm and expect that they will respond by closing the fist, closing the fingers, into fist by grasp. And this is the natural automatic response, how it must happen. And if our nerve system is not functioning properly, where the connections between neurons are not established, where the circuits are functioning improperly, I'm talking about neurological circuits or myelination of the axons and so-called motor neurons didn't happen. And then instead of grasp, completely something opposite can happen. Infant or cerebral cells with cerebral palsy can open the palm, which is improper, which is a dysfunctional or pathological response. Or it can happen that instead of one response of grasp, several responses are presented at the same time, which is, again, improper response. So when we talk about integration, we mean that this natural coordination must function well. And it is functioning well because of limitation of the, so to say, environmental factors happened. we can support demonstrating the nerve system, the broad, the body-brain system, this pattern through exercising it. Or if it is pathological, then we are going to reestablish these links for brain to understand the sensory stimulus, interpret it the proper way, and next to get prepared for proper response. And moreover, when we talk about integration, we mean actually the work on the brain, the central nerve system, actual peripheral and nerve and central nerve system, on the level of myelination.
Let me interrupt for a moment, because before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. We'll be back with my guest, Svetlana Mastgatova, in just a moment. I want to talk to you about a DVD that I've done called Instant Headache and Migraine Relief. It's a DVD that shows you to get rid of headaches in 90 seconds, migraines in 5 minutes. It's even got treatments on in there for stiff necks and sore shoulders. It's a Japanese pressure technique called shiatsu that you can do on yourself as well as other people. You can get rid of a headache in 90 seconds, a migraine in 5 minutes. To learn more about this and to get a free treatment for stiff neck and sore shoulders, you can go to migraine and headache, andheadache.com, migraineandheadache.com. So my guest today is Dr. Svetlana Mastgatova. She has a PhD in developmental psychology and is the founder of MNRI Reflex Integration Program. She's worked with post-traumatic stress disorder victims in Chernobyl nuclear disaster, earthquakes in Armenia, train crashes, the Chechen War, and she now does ongoing work in this country and around the world using her technique that she's developed in her program to work with children and adults with autism, ADD, ADHD, all kinds of letters of the alphabet. Svetlana, can you also talk now about the studies that have been done that support the work that you're doing?
Studies were actually an integrative part of our work, development of concept, and also the work with children and adult population. Our studies were done concerning the EEGR, which is highest level of EEG, looking how the brainwave spectrum is changing, the influence of our exercises. We also looked at the evoked brain potential of the auditory and visual nerve brainstem part of that. And results were amazing. Results were just amazing. We had this research in immunology that demonstrated that our exercises affect the CB elements of blood and also cytokinesis and increasing the functional of NK cells, which is about activation of immune system. We carried out several researches of analysis of the assessment procedure, which determines the level of development of reflexes in people. And the last 2 years, this is 2011 and 12, we also led the IRB-approved research in the United States, and this was about comparison of our assessment tool with standardized programs in physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech, and also psychology. We plan to publish our material, and now actually we work actively on gathering, processing of the information, and also publication of case studies and articles, scientific articles.
Can you give us an example of one of the children that you worked with who were badly damaged in some way and the kind of changes that you and their family saw with the child?
Every child that we work, truly saying, deserves writing whole book, whole story about their changes. parents and professionals love the results, basically. This is why they respect and they educate in our program. I would say most challenging, this is cerebral palsy cases for sure, when a child is severely damaged and quadriplegic, all four limbs are paralyzed, the whole body. So some of them cannot sit, some of them cannot crawl, they cannot control their posture. Also, they have impairment of the speech. We are very successful. So within sometimes, within like 7-8 days, we repattern their proprioceptive system so well that they're capable to keep their postural control. In cases when there is no automatic gait completely, we switch on the mechanisms for them to differentiate the legs and to start automatic gait and so-called microflexion extension. And when people see these results, amazing results, that sometimes look like miracle, but it is completely physiological, psychological work, parents and professionals just cry from happiness. A child with autism that looks things completely impossible, I would say, to bring the world to communicate in cases when they are completely nonverbal, and within several days of our work within that program at special family conferences, like in 6 days, in 8 days, we establish their verbal communication, clear use communication of different levels of quality. But still, when child becomes present instead of not being here and now, and when child starts triggering communication, expresses curiosity for communication, it is amazing.
You run a camp or something like that for these kids and parents to attend?
Yeah, we have our organization in Europe. It is in Poland and in the United States. We run family workshop conferences where we present the work with children. That is an international team, a very highly professional international team. We also teach parents how to work within our program at home. We create home programs for them. And local specialists, MNRI specialists, they support these children with their ongoing programs, reaching best results, optimum results.
Now, you've worked with victims of real catastrophes, and that's what your book, Trauma Recovery or a Winner, A New Choice Through Natural Development Movements, is about. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with that work?
It happened that just because of historical events in Russia, that was catastrophes, it happened that I got involved with basically post-traumatic syndrome. And the work with anchors on neurophysiology level, using the reflex patterns, seemed very productive. The time when I got really interested, what is the science behind that, are the reasons behind that. So this pushed me for research, and this is the time when I understood that all our experience, professional experience, psychological experience, our mastership in psychology still is not enough when we talk about the somatic level of the stress and stress disorder. So I have got interested if this concept of reflex integration can be used for individuals with neurodeficits in whom neural development just didn't happen timely, or trauma of the nervous system was so great that they couldn't reach possibilities of the development of the nervous system within normal range, so to say. And this made a decision to look just if this work is functional, if this work is effective. with a decision that we will take the, so to say, most challenging group, and that were children with cerebral palsy. We just wanted to know if our program will fail. We were amazed that the use of knowledge of reflex integration, which is really integrative science of psychology, neuropsychology, physiology, this was like such a combination of interdisciplinary programs that worked so well. So next, we worked with children with genetic disorders, then children with autism, Asperger syndrome came to us. We also worked with one of fatal alcohol syndrome.
So basically, there's a very wide range of breadth and scope that you can go with people with this work. And so for listeners who would like to explore this further, you can go to Dr. Moskatova's website at www.moskatovamethod.com. That's spelled MASGUTOVA. You can go to moskatovamethod.com and you can learn more about it there. Svetlana, thanks for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you very much, and I wish you integrity, your reflexes, and good health.
This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.